The first time I saw Kyle Kingston, I knew he was a mistake. A fun mistake, but a mistake all the same. I didn't know who he was, or even what his name was. I didn't know he'd manage to break my heart in less than a day, or that he'd steal from me like a common pickpocket with overdue rent. I didn't know he'd alter the entire course of my life, but I knew he wasn't a good idea. I take solace in that, because it means my instincts are good. My habit of sleeping with jerks needs work, but at least I know they're jerks. It's something, at least. I was in the midst of a penis cleanse when I met him, because when you're a fun girl, men seem to think you don't care about commitment. They seem to think that just because you're not prone to tears and dramatics and ultimatums, they can get away with the bare minimum of caring. I was sick of being treated like shit. Tired of guys who forgot to call or didn't pay attention when I talked. Guys who wanted to show me off in front of their friends on New Year's Eve, but couldn't seem to recall I existed by the time Valentine's Day rolled around. Guys who couldn't remember how I liked my coffee in the morning or what flavors of ice cream I liked. Things that take almost no effort to recall if you care even an iota about the person you're sleeping with. At 26, I was too old for it. By your mid-20s, you have to make choices about the kind of guys you date. Or before you know it, you'll wake up married to a jerk and spend the rest of your life complaining about a husband who would rather play softball than help with the kids. Or one who runs you into financial ruin pursuing his lifelong dream of being in a band. Or one who can't keep a job because he's too misunderstood for corporate America. No, thank you. So I'd gone on a dick diet. I'd decided on 6 months. I have no idea why I chose 6 months. It simply seemed like an appropriate length of time to take a sabbatical. I was 4 months into it when I met Kyle. Don't do it, I told myself. Do not do it. You can live the rest of your life without knowing what that man is like in bed. Walk away. Because I knew, before I even knew his name, I knew he wasn't hiatus-breaking worthy. Hiatus-breaking worthy would be someone I could have a future with. He was gateway dick. One hit on his cock, and I'd be back to jerks who forgot when my birthday was, when I was trying to transition to the type of men who contributed to their retirement plans and had a burning desire to ask about my day. In any case, one look at Kyle, and I knew my 4-month dick hiatus was shot to hell.